1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. All 140 seats in Virginia's legislature are on the ballot today. CBS's Stacey Lynn says abortion rights may decide which party ends up with control of the state House and Senate.
Virginia's the last state in the South without significant restrictions on abortion rights. So who wins holds a lot of power. They already have a popular GOP governor. And if Republicans are able to sweep the House and Senate, they plan to pass a ban on abortions after 15 weeks.
Virginia now allows abortion through the first two trimesters of pregnancy. Also today, the Republican governor of Mississippi is hoping to get a second term. He's in a surprisingly close race. A 69-year-old man died Sunday during competing protests over the Israel-Hamas war in Ventura County, California. A local Jewish group says a pro-Palestinian protester hit Paul Kessler with a megaphone. A witness told investigators Kessler fell and hit his head on the ground after being struck. The Israeli military says it has now divided the Gaza Strip into north and south. The IDF continues to tell people in the north to leave, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
Israel has ordered civilians in the north to evacuate, but the journey south can be just as perilous. People so terrified of being caught in the crossfire that everyone, young and old, this man says, walks with their hands in the air in a universal gesture of defenselessness.
Today marks day 117 of the movie and television actor strike, and CBS's Matt Piper says the two sides remain at odds over one major issue.
The SAG-AFTRA union says its negotiators formally responded to the studio's last, best, and final offer. A union statement says, in part, there are several essential items on which we still do not have an agreement, including artificial intelligence. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers gave what it called its final offer on Friday. If a new deal is reached, the turnaround on how fast actors can go back to work and promote new shows and movies is up in the air.
Something's happening in the British capital today that hasn't happened there in many decades.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. For the first time since 1951, Britain's Parliament will have its ceremonial opening with a King's speech. Charles III delivering the summary of the government's legislative plans for the first time as Britain's monarch.
Schools in Portland, Oregon will be closed again today, the fifth day of a teacher strike. The teachers are demanding higher pay. They say the district's budget allows for increases, but district officials say they don't have the money to fund the raises the union is demanding. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When your people are ready, your business is ready. Cintas makes sure they have what they need to perform their best. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, fire protection systems that are tested and inspected, first aid and safety supplies, floor mats, or cleaning tools and restroom products, stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together, so visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee nonprofit has to return $800,000 of COVID relief money after it was found that the money was misused. CRC Employment and Entrepreneurial Services was awarded nearly $3 million in total. Some of that money was spent on an over $2,000 bowling party and paychecks to founder Cynthia Brown and her family. The organization also paid nearly $7,000 to State Senator Lena Taylor for work she did as an attorney. Taylor denies ever receiving any money. The group has 45 days to return the money. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He says that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers owner not happy with Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell deciding to accept an offer to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs, paying Counsell $8 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in baseball history. Now, Brewers owner Mark Antanasio let reporters know he was disappointed, saying, quote, Craig has lost us and our community. The next time Craig Counsell will be in AmFam Field is next May when the Cubs come to town to play the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks picked up a win in Brooklyn, beating the Nets 129-125. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading Milwaukee with 36 points and 12 rebounds. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beating Arkansas State 105-76 at the Kohl Center. Badgers head coach.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
mean, in this particular case, because people are, I'm not going to say they're stupid, but they are certainly ignorant of what the facts really are. And because, and let's face it, that if you're listening to what's coming out of the Republicans in Congress, they plan on going after Social Security and Medicare
right.
and Medicaid. That is one of their main goals. And everybody who collects Social Security and Medicare, and which I do on both, they need to start thinking about that, because it will be gone if these guys get a president that's friendly about that in the White House.
Yep.
Because Donald Trump does not give a rat's ass about anybody but himself.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate the call, as always. Mark from the SAC, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This new poll, New York Times, Siena College, saying that it's statistically tied that Trump has a slight lead over Biden with a year out. I say relax. It's a good wake-up call for Democrats on messaging, but relax. What say you? Let's go to Jesse in Madison. Jesse, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. So a couple of things. One, I think encouraging calm, especially this far out, is important and good. Although I also don't want to say, you know, look at this through rose-colored glasses. Statistically, if we're down by 5 points and the margin of error is 5 points, that means there's an equal chance we could be down by 10 points.
Sure.
But I still don't think that that's a reason to panic. I think when you look at the negatives, and by that I mean how do people negatively view each candidate, I think Donald Trump's negatives are so high that his support is capped roughly at where he's at now. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anyone out there today who says, I won't vote for Donald Trump, and then is going to change their mind tomorrow. So all that ground, you know, if it's like a 48-43 poll, sure, that's a five-point difference. A, it's a snapshot in time. It's not as meaningful. Mm-hmm. And B, that means Donald Trump's never getting to 50%. While Biden, some people might think, he's old, I'd like somebody else, I don't know how this relates to gas prices, yada, yada, yada. There are going to be people who come into the fold as we get closer to Election Day, because his negatives aren't so high.
Right. We're going to talk about a little bit some of these, break down these numbers. There is some concern for me, and I'll explain a little bit later on the show this hour on the demographics and the breakdown on that. But I think your point's well taken. I think no reason to panic, but yes, don't look at it through rose-colored glasses and be vigilant going into 2024.
Totally.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks so much, Jesse in Madison, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jerry up a beautiful Fond du Lac. Jerry, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Good morning, or afternoon, gentlemen.
It's all good. The sun's up. It's a great day. What say you, Jerry?
Yes. You know how respected Joe Biden is? He was the number one selling Halloween costume on Amazon.
Well, that's every president. I mean, Bush was the same way he got reelected. Obama was the same way he got reelected. I mean, you know, I don't think we go by Halloween costumes.
I don't think it was for anything positive either.
Well, it never is. Most people that dress up as the president for Halloween usually aren't doing it because they think, oh, this is, I want to, you know, celebrate the president.
No, the guy, he's a fool. He can't even walk up the stairs without falling down.
Well, but
their leader.
But so Trump was the same way. He was shuffling down that military thing. So, I mean, I don't think it can go by that. But, Jerry, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're going to come back and also talk, as I said, break down these numbers for you a little bit. Because the president's numbers right now, Joe Biden's numbers, if you look at the demographics and you look at voters under 30 and also Hispanic voters and African-American voters, and urban voters, that's where you see some weakness, which if you're looking at this, you're like, what? Say what? Because if you look at the policies for those demographics, it gets a little confusing. We'll sort it out. Take your phone calls as well on this new poll. Should President Biden, Democrats be worried? Should Republicans and Trump celebrate before they've got everything in hand? Back after this, 844-967-2789, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
CBS News Brief. All 140 seats in the Virginia House and Senate are on the ballot today. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato will be watching things closely in his home state.
It's coming down, as these things always do, to a handful of super contested districts where tens of millions of dollars are being spent for a single legislative seat.
Republicans are hoping they'll win both chambers. Protests against the Israeli invasion of Gaza are spreading in the Middle East, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
There is growing anger against the United States here in Ramallah in the West Bank, with crowds chanting, "Blinken, you've got blood on your hands."
Today marks the 117th day of the actor strike. This actress on the picket lines says she is holding firm.
They're scaring you that this is the last, best, and final. You're nobody without us. Gotta remember that. Actors are important.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 45. Today, under overcast skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again. Tonight, scattered rain showers likely, 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Let's just relax for a minute, because a year is an eternity in politics. I'm going to explain that in this half hour. A year is a long time. Now, do I think this is a great wake-up call? Yes. Because I think a lot of people just can't fathom that this could ever happen. And I take you back to 2016, when I ran a small independent coffee shop in University Heights. The Tony University Heights, very high-end, nice, historic neighborhood adjacent to the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. A lot of well-off, liberal university professors and faculty, all great people, all great customers. And many of them came into my shop in 2016 and said, well, you know, I just can't vote for Hillary because she's gone too mainstream. She's not liberal enough and we need to send her a message. So I'm voting for Jill Stein. And I said, look, I'm from out in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. And I'm telling you, Trump could win. Oh, they laughed at me. No, you're crazy. Trump could never win. And some of those people came in on the day after the 2016 November election in tears and looked like deer in a headlight. They couldn't fathom how Trump could possibly have won. And Jill Stein got about 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. And Donald Trump lost Wisconsin by about, pardon me, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. Hillary lost by about 23,000. If all those people who wanted to send Hillary a message in 2016 had voted for Hillary, she'd be president today. She would have appointed 3 Supreme Court justices, preserving women's health rights and a lot of other things. So this is a great wake-up call. It could happen again. And it doesn't matter if he is convicted even. Trump could still, and I believe will be nominated for the Republican nomination, sitting in jail. And he could win. All right? So anybody who thinks that this isn't possible, this is a great wake-up call. However, I don't think it's time to panic yet. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond to Jay. Jay, are your feet up? Are you having a cup of tea? Are you trying to relax a little bit here?
Boy.
Are you there? Are you okay,
hello?
Jay? Yes. Are you okay? Are you? How are you doing with news of this poll? I'm concerned about you, my friend.
I went to Tesco to get some corn. I'm here grilling corn in my oven. But your sister is having a nervous breakdown.
Well, don't have a nervous breakdown. Again, I understand the angst. I know this for some people is like, how could this happen? But I truly think that there is plenty. A year is a long time. And there is plenty of time for Joe Biden to turn this around. A lot of things could happen politically in a year.
What scared me, Todd, is, you know, the Democratic coalition is different from the Republican coalition. The Republican coalition is like when the herd moves, they all move together.
Yeah.
The Democratic coalition is full of the Puritans who will say, you know what, I don't get this thing, so I'm not voting. I don't get reparations. I'm not going to vote.
Right.
I don't get this stuff. I'm not going to vote. And I said to myself, you people, you don't get it. Politics is a game of addition.
Yeah.
Not subtraction. What are you doing?
That's a great point, Jay. That the Republicans do move in this much more of a herd mentality than Democrats do. And that's just the way it is. And Republicans will fall in line a lot better around and coalesce around their leadership more so than Democrats. That's true, in my opinion. in my experience.
When you see on social media, even the voices that are reasonable ones, like Mehdi Hassan on MSNBC, it seems like they want to anger the Muslim community. Say, they will say, oh, no, Todd, I'm a Muslim, but I would rather vote for Biden if I'm an American than vote for any Republican. Any one of them, Biden is better than him. I get it. He is old. Even me, I was saying it last year. If you go to my Twitter feed, I was saying, please don't run. Please don't run again. Please, Whitmer, Shapiro, and the younger ones, they got this. Basia in Kentucky. All of them, they got this. Please don't do it. But now he is there. Why not? We should go along with it. It's okay. Well, done and dusted.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jamie. Democracy is on the line. That's what it comes down to. Is democracy is on the line. Once again, I appreciate the call, Jay. Thank you so much, Jay. Jay in London, appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this poll in the New York Times that came out over the weekend showing that Trump leading Biden aggregate, if you put all the swing states together, Biden leading only in Wisconsin. What say you? Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Thanks for holding, Cindy. What say you?
Well, I know you say years a long time, but I don't think a lot of people are going to change their minds. And the fact that people are still supporting this man after all these indictments is what scares the living daylights out of me.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, later on this poll, we call them the cross tabs, when people were asked if Trump was convicted on some of these indictments, there was a significant percentage of Democratic people or self-identified Democrats saying that they would be willing to reconsider and kind of, you know, reluctantly vote for Biden. So Biden's numbers do go up if Trump gets convicted on one of these charges. But
I don't know.
But my point is that you can't rely on what's happening in the courts. That, to me, that's a backup plan. The best thing we can do is get people to go out and vote for Joe Biden in 2024, if nothing else, to save democracy.
Yep.
So appreciate it, Cindy. Thank you so much for listening up there in the Fox Valley. Always appreciate you. Always welcome here on the show. Let's go to the Katrina in Milwaukee on the phone lines. Katrina, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hello?
Yep, Katrina, you're on the air. Karina, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So about Republicans of the whole party, honestly, at this point, I really don't like none of them because I don't think they are together as a party. They kind of work against each other and filibustering each other, and I don't think they should be there as is. But the fact that they're already there, I think that the Democrats, one way, should develop the board, plan B for a president, just so we have it. And another thing, I think that we need to look into maybe another vice president. And I think I would like to give you guys a huge credit, because that's why Biden have more votes in Wisconsin, is because of the civic media.
Well, that's very kind of you, Karina.
I'm absolutely sure of it.
Thank you for your kind words, Karina. Thank you so much for calling. I always appreciate it in Milwaukee. You know, look, I hope that we've had some effect as a network across the state. I hope that this show and in disseminating, getting truth out there, as well as all my colleagues here at Civic Media, have had an effect. But I give the credit to the voters. I give the credit because I still believe that Wisconsinites are pretty smart as a whole. And I think that once given the facts and the truth, most people can smell a fraud. Most people know what's good. So I credit the voters and all of you out there for in this poll showing that Wisconsin is the one swing state where Biden is still leading. Let's take a look at the text real quick here. Let's see here. This is Wes from Middleton listening on WMDX, says that poll is a testament to how ridiculous and disheveled our state GOP is. They haven't needed to police or need to politics since 2010, thanks to the maps and the Supreme Court, and they no longer know how. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate that. Angie and Monroe on WMDX. I worry about the way they're changing some of these laws so that our votes don't count. That part scares me. Absolutely. We have to stay on top of these so-called you know, voter ID bills and the way things happen and protect the integrity, which, by the way, the voting integrity in Wisconsin is just fine, thank you. 2020 election was absolutely well done in Wisconsin, as it is across the country. So remember that. Mark from the SAC, listening in on WMDX, says, I believe I heard the domestic oil production is an all-time high for October in 2023, speaking of why things are going well for Joe Biden and the economy. What do you think about this new poll? 844-967-2789, this new poll from New York Times and Siena College showing that Biden is trailing Trump, all except for Wisconsin in these key swing states. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick, thanks for holding. We'll see you. Nick, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Oh, okay, great. And I just want to say, I think it's kind of sad because, you know, I am a conservative. I've called him before, but right now, our choices, it looks like it's going to be a criminal and a truly stupid man and a doddering old man. Both parties have been stupid enough to nominate these people. So it's just frustrating.
Oh, I get it. As a frustrated voter, if you have to go into the voting booth on election day and the choices are as they stand today, who would you vote for?
If it was between Trump or Biden?
Correct.
I would vote for my high school choir teacher.
Just write somebody in.
I'm not, it's just literally anyone else. You know, I can't.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. I appreciate you listening, Nick. I appreciate you calling. Thanks for your viewpoint. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. About a minute and a half left. Go over to Milwaukee. Ron in Milwaukee, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, I'm not an expert on polling, but I have listened and read the opinions of experts who do polling. Mm-hmm. And number one, a lot of them are saying, first of all, I think the New York Times Siena poll is a pretty respected poll.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I've heard of any number of pollsters in themselves, professional pollsters, saying, wow, this is way too early. It's just, you know, people are just waking up. After summer and vacations and Labor Day, they're going to really start getting more serious about elections and politics.
Mm.
And I realize this is an unusual year in that regard, but still, there's that factor. And then the second factor is polling ain't what it used to be. As accurate and responsible as they try to make it, they have major problems getting balanced samples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got it, your poll represents, you know, one out of every 500 or something like that. The error rate goes up if you get fewer of them. But also, if you're relying on cell phones, for example, which is becoming a norm,
right?
Who has cell phones and who answers? I don't answer my cell phone if I don't recognize the number. I don't get polled, and I'm not a Democrat, but I lean Democratic.
Right.
I'm not answering polls. Who's answering polls? You know.
Yeah. No, it's a fair question. It's a fair question, Ron. Sorry, up against the clock right now, but thanks for calling in, Ron. Really appreciate you. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Can I tell you a little story about why a year is a long time in politics? Tell you on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Donald Trump leading Joe Biden by 4 points. And in Wisconsin specifically, Biden is leading Trump barely. And what does this all mean? From the text line, Mary from Mount Horeb on WMDX says, I believe our country has an amnesia problem. Didn't polls get it totally wrong for the Clinton race as well as the other one? I agree with you. It's too far out as well. Democrats just need to be going strong and be vigilant, fighting for every vote, unquote. Also, she says, I think civic media has had a hand in the fact that Wisconsin has Biden leading. Good job. Well, again, thank you. Appreciate that. I'll pass that on to ownership, to Sage Weil, but I think it's a team effort. And I think the credit belongs to the voters. Also from Matt from Germantown on WAUK says, I can't imagine that Trump has been able to gain voters since the last election. With all he has done and is going through the courts, how can more people be interested in him than they were in 2020? Well, of course, a lot of that has to do with the perception of the economy. And again, we'll go into this in subsequent shows, pick it up tomorrow, talking about the successes of the Biden administration. Also, let's see here. We've got from WMDX, of all the swing states involved with the survey, how many have civic media as a news choice? Wisconsin does, and Biden is ahead in that pool. Way to go, civic media. Well, again, we appreciate that. We're doing our part. I told you, here's a breakdown, according to Politico, of this poll. It says Biden's numbers are likely to be disappointing for him and his campaign in a number of important demographics, including among voters under 30, Hispanic voters, African-American voters, and urban voters. It says in a remarkable sign of a gradual racial realignment between the two parties, the more diverse the swing state, the farther Mr. Biden was behind. And he led in only the whitest of the six, Wisconsin, the New York Times reported. Most damning for Biden were the numbers on whether the country was on the right track or wrong track. At least 60% of the voters in each state said the nation was headed in the wrong direction. But look, this is a lot of it has to do with people's perception and how things are being reported.
That's also a very vague question.
Yes.
I think in some respects, we are headed in the right direction, and in some, we're not.
Right. No, yeah, it's a nuanced question. Let's go to Bill quickly. Bill, just about a minute left. I got to tell this story quick. So, Bill, what say you? Thanks for calling in. Bill, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. You know, there's a big difference between perception and reality. That poll that New York Times is quoting, I honestly don't buy it. Here's why. Some people think we're in a recession. Now, the minute Biden was elected, Fox News started working on a recession. They wanted a recession. They planned a recession. And they talked recession. Mm-hmm. So now, years later, Biden's been in office. We're in a recession. But yet we have record unemployment. We have gas prices are low. And we hear this, so they can't afford to put food on the table. They're screaming perception, not reality. The same with the polls. They're screaming, oh, Trump's ahead, Trump's ahead. I believe there's plenty of powers in this country that push those polls for Trump. I'm not saying New York Times, but I'm saying that, you know, let's just sit back and catch our breath on this. But yeah. I've got one last point.
All right, quick, go ahead.
People got to wake up to. Okay, Netanyahu, Donald Trump, and Viktor Orban have something in common. They're all for the far-right extremist dictatorship. They're pushing for it. What's his name? Viktor Orban is the guest speaker at CPAC. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Really appreciate the call. Again, we're going to dive into this more in subsequent shows, and this is not the last we'll talk about this. Here's what context, all right? That a year is a long time in politics. I'm going to tell this story again, the quick version. There was a kingdom a long time ago, and there was a horse thief in the kingdom, and he wanted to steal the king's horse, and he did. He got caught, got brought before the king, and the accusations were read, the charges. The king said, what say you? The thief said, dear sire, I've been wrongly accused. I wasn't trying to steal your horse for me. I'm aware of how much you love your prized steed. I possess this unique gift to talk to animals, and I can help your horse learn how to talk. Imagine being in battle and using both hands while only directing your horse verbally and telling your horse what to do. If you only give me a year, I can help teach this horse to talk, and you could communicate with your prized horse. And the king said, I'm very intrigued. And the king said, you know, what's a year to me? It's nothing. You know what? I'll give you a year, and you'll live in my palace, you'll work with my horses, and if you can teach my prized horse to talk, you will be the head of the stable. But after 1 year, if you can't, you will die a miserable, terrible death. And they released the thief. And he went out. And there were other thieves there. They said, you're truly a fool. How could you possibly make a promise like that? And the thief said, am I really the fool? He said, a year is an eternity. Why, in 1 year, the horse could die of natural causes. In 1 year, the king might be killed by the knife of an assassin. And hey, you never know. The horse might talk. So there you go. Now, a year is a long time. The horse might talk. Just buy yourself a year. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in politics. Yes, this is a wake-up call, particularly for Democrats. Start talking about economic issues. And you know what? Start talking every day about cultural issues. Start talking more about a woman's right to choose, because Democrats will win on that across this state and across this country. Start talking about equality for people of the LGBTQ community, because they'll win on that. Start talking about issues that identify the likenesses, what brings us together. More on the other side. This is the Todd Allbull Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is Election Day, and voters across the country are deciding key social issues and governor's races. Team coverage begins.